With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. The South Dakota Speaker of the House is announcing plans for impeachment proceedings into whether Attorney General Jason Raunsberg should be removed from office. Republican Spencer Gosch says he wants to form a committee of 10 representatives to investigate whether the conduct of Raunsberg was an impeachable offense. On Tuesday, Republican Representative Will Mortensen introduced articles of impeachment against the Attorney General. Raunsberg was charged with 3 misdemeanors for a fatal car crash that killed Joe Beaver in September. The impeachment resolution was introduced on the House floor Wednesday afternoon.
House Resolution 7001, impeaching Jason Raunsberg, Attorney General of the State of South Dakota, for certain crimes or misdemeanors in office.
The impeachment articles are co-sponsored by Republican Majority Leader Kent Peterson and Democrat Minority Leader Jamie Smith. Governor Kristi Noem has called on Attorney General Raunsberg to step down. A spokesperson for Raunsberg says he does not intend to resign and that at no time has the fatal car crash impeded his ability to do the work of his office. Speaker Gosch says the committee will have the power of subpoena for documents and persons to testify. That group will provide recommendations on whether articles of impeachment should be issued and how the House will manage its impeachment case. House lawmakers are passing a bill that restricts women's sports teams to athletes identified as female at birth. Supporters say they want to preserve the integrity of sports teams. Critics say the bill excludes transgender athletes from joining sports teams based on their gender identity. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has more.
The bill would require a written statement from every high school and college athlete in the state to verify their age, biological sex, and whether they've taken steroids. Their school would collect those statements. If a school or activities association has reasonable cause to suspect a female student athlete is not biologically female, the school or association could remove the athlete from the sport or team. If an athlete is wrongfully accused, they can take their case to the courts. Republican Representative Rhonda Milstead is the prime sponsor of the measure. She says her bill could protect girls' and women's teams from trans athletes who might have an unfair competitive advantage.
If a student, a teacher, a coach would challenge it and say, "Did you say you were this and you weren't really this?" they could just be removed from the team. It's as simple as that.
Lawmakers opposed to the measure say it unfairly targets transgender athletes. Democrat Representative Ryan Schwach says it could also affect non-trans female athletes who get unfairly investigated.
They get removed from the team. They're not allowed to participate in the sport. A high school kid couldn't participate. You know what they have to do instead? You know how they get satisfaction under this bill? They have to go to court. They have to prove their sex.
The State High School Activities Association created a transgender athlete policy almost a decade ago. It requires that a trans athlete provide documentation on their gender identity before a decision is made whether to let them compete. Since it's been in place, only one transgender girl has played on a girls' sports team. The ACLU of South Dakota says the bill violates both the United States Constitution and Title IX of the Civil Rights Act, which protects all students from discrimination based on sex. House lawmakers voted 50-17 to pass the legislation. The bill now goes to the Senate. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
The South Dakota House has passed a bill that directs $900,000 to Governor Kristi Noem's plan to increase classroom instruction of the state's history, government, and economics. The legislation passed would create instructional materials and classroom resources for elementary, middle, and high school students. The governor has talked in the past about what she says is the nation's, quote, failure to educate generations of our children about what makes America unique. Specific schools or districts may choose to take part in a pilot program to introduce the curriculum, which wouldn't be mandated.
Legislative coverage is brought to you by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, Touchmark Retirement Communities, the Boyce Law Firm, and the Friends of SDPB.
The South Dakota Department of Health says COVID-19 vaccinations for people 65 and older will continue through the end of next week. Then vaccines will open up for people with an existing medical condition. Health Secretary Kim Mulsum-Risden says the state is receiving more vaccine doses.
We know that next week's allocation of vaccines, again, this is just the state allocation, will increase to 18,830 first doses, and that's up from 17,660 first doses this week.
Mulsum-Risden says the increase in doses does not include those given by federal agencies. The health department says people with one underlying medical condition are next to be vaccinated. Some conditions include asthma, diabetes, and individuals who are immunocompromised. Cheyenne River Sioux Tribal Chairman Harold Frazier is relaxing checkpoint restrictions into the Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation to allow vehicles through regardless of residency or business. The decision was made after consulting medical professionals and the Public Health Task Force, as well as the availability of COVID-19 vaccines. The checkpoints will remain as part of their contact tracing program. The tribe's spokesperson, Remy Bald Eagle, says the restrictions may change due to potential outbreaks.
If, for instance, a hotspot happened on a community off the reservation and there was an outbreak, then because there's different variances of the virus that are coming out, if an outbreak happens on a community off the reservation, we may still, you know, go back to those more strict applications in regards to that particular area.
Last year, the tribe's health checkpoints faced scrutiny by Governor Christine Noem, who said they interfered with interstate commerce and they failed to reach an agreement with the state. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.